Chapter 30. I don't know why I went there, Jesse said. Why do you think you were going, Dick said. She wasn't returning my calls. I thought maybe I could catch her coming out and we could have a drink or something. Catch her? Dick said. You think I was trying to catch her with a guy? Do you? Dick was wearing a black turtleneck sweater today and gray slacks. His bald head and clean-shaven face were shiny clean. His thick hands were motionless on the arms of his swivel chair, which he had tipped back while he listened to Jesse. His fingernails looked manicured. I want to kill anyone she's with, Jesse said. I feel like I'll explode if I don't. Because, Dick said. Because I love her. But, Dick said, you don't kill anyone. Jesse shrugged and smiled a little. Because I love her, Jesse said. You win, you lose, Dick said. You lose, you lose. Exactly. Ain't love grand? It might not be love, Dick said. Jesse straightened a little in his chair. Do shrinks believe in love? Jesse said. I do, Dick said, loosely speaking. I love her, he said. If I know nothing else, I know that. Dick nodded. You accept that? Jesse said. Sure, Dick said, but almost everything human operates at more than one level. You think there's something else at work? Don't you? Jesse sat for a moment, looking at the palm of his right hand, flexing the fingers. I imagine her with them, Jesse said, having sex. She ever tell you about it? Dick said. God, no, Jesse said. So you don't know what she's doing, in fact. I can imagine, Jesse said. His voice was hoarse. He cleared it. Dix was entirely still in his chair. Jesse saw that he was wearing black loafers with tassels and no socks. Knowledge is power, Dix said. Jesse stared at him. Dix's face never showed anything. Jesse folded his hands and sat back in his chair with his elbows resting on the chair arms. The room was quiet. He heard his chair squeak as he shifted in it. But I don't know what she's doing, Jesse said. So you invent it, Dick said. Yes, Jesse said, I guess I do. How long have you been inventing your life, Dick said. Always, Jesse said.